And now, vibrant products of South Texas, along with Stretch, Pants, and his family, presents August Selson and the Sexual Exploration Hour. I'm Jerry Kniebe. Happy to have August back with us. Here he is, institutionalized but ready to go, August Selson.
Thank you very much, Jerry had to say that. We are legally obligated to say that I have been institutionalized. I'm actually resting up. It's more like a rest home, or I would say it's more like Lady Beth is here. Lady Beth, no, don't say anything. What would you call it, though, Lady Beth? What am I doing here? I've been institutionalized. I am reflecting. I'm in school. Thank you. Also, the Murmur is here, floating up through the air wearing his derby hat. How do you do, Murmur? He always tips his derby hat to me. And we have, we got Treetop. Treetop, how are you? So we are all ready to go. Now, let's talk a little bit about this institutionalized. Jerry, you know a little bit about it.
Well, I do, but I'm not sure that you want me...
No, go ahead.
Well, they told me that you have been institutionalized and that you were in a hospital, right? I can't see you. I'm remote.
No, that's right. Jerry is at a remote location.
But that you were put there for your own... for your safety and...
Go ahead. It's all right.
And the safety of others.
How about that? I've been put here for my safety and the safety of others. So what was I doing?
They think you're psychotic.
Oh, they think I'm psychotic. A lot of the doctors were telling me Lady Beth doesn't exist. The Murmur, there's no man with long hair and a derby floating through this. I just looked at him. I just saw him. What's your name? He just said he's the Murmur. And I have Lady Beth over here. So what is it that they don't understand, Jerry?
August, I'm just telling you what they...
Come on, don't, for the first time in your life, don't bitch out, okay?
Never mind.
I'm all right, it's all right. The Treetop is here, though. Treetop, you got that psilocybin tea for me? All right. Well, yes, indeed, this is the Sexual Exploration Hour, and I am in a situation that is not the most comfortable. I do have a suite of rooms here. And every now and again, someone comes in with something on a tray, and they say, take this. And I say, oh, okay. But I was described as psychotic and borderline homicidal by two of the doctors here at this so-called facility. Like I said, it's more like I'm resting up. They said, Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here, August.
Okay, I'm sorry that I yelled at you.
It's all right.
And they said, you have to say I'm institutionalized.
Yes, in fact, it's in the contract now between Stretch Pants Productions.
Have you seen Stretch?
He has not been around for a couple of weeks.
Are one of the production companies that handles August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour is run by Stretch Pants. He is a guy who's done a lot of radio. He's done a lot of music in Texas. And we met him when we were doing one of the Texas Sex Expos down along the Gulf Coast. It was one of these, it was just a full-on sex expo that lasted 5-6 days. And people went from booth to booth.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Are you about to cry?
I was going to cry. People went booth to booth and used all the sex aids, and there was no problem, you know? People were exchanging, here's a dildo, you use that. The Sexual Exploration Hour that I have pioneered, and Lady Beth can attest to this. Lady Beth, look at you, she's filing music. Hi, Lady Beth. You can attest to this, though, Lady Beth. And the Murmur, he just doffed his derby to me. So what I'm about to tell you is really true. When I met Stretch Pants and the production company, and they said, you know what, we want to syndicate your podcast, the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour, and come on down to the South Texas Sex Expo. It's down at Pointman Harbor, which is a little bit south of Galveston, and go on and just enjoy yourself. And for the first time in my life, God Almighty, people went from booth to booth. They didn't care. They were exchanging, using each other's... Here's a dildo.
It kind of moved you, huh?
It really did. Here's a dildo I just had. I'm sorry.
I think what August is trying to say is that, and
why don't you let Lady Beth say it?
August, this is the problem.
What's the problem? You gonna give me the problem now? She's not really there. Is that the problem? Is that the problem with the big P?
August, I'll just explain. August goes at the Sex Expo, and people were taking
Go ahead, say it. They were using sex aids and sex toys. And for the first time in the history, I think, of human sexuality, people were, you take this. Did you just use this dildo? Okay, I'll say it if you want to say it. I just had this in my rectum. So there's a reason why you're crying. You're ashamed. No, I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not. Well, then why are you crying? I'm moved with emotion. Hi, I just had this in my rectum. The August Selsen Sexual Exploration Hour. No, don't break away. Don't break away. But it was, people were free. They were just free. They were exchanging sex toys. And what happened was the state authorities said that it was not hygienic. They said there was a health code violation. No, I know. They're always ready. Aren't they ready? Hey, murmur. Here's the murmur. Murmur. And now the murmur is something that August sees. Whoa, don't you dare say it's something I see. The murmur's here. The murmur is a little man with long hair and a derby hat, and he floats up in that murmur. What do you think? Do you think there was a health code violation there in Texas? But I'll go ahead and say it. When some guy took a dildo out of his rectum and said, here, you could use it. August is very upset. What is Lady Beth is... She's not saying anything right now.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I don't know what you've done to her. No one's done anything to her, August. This is the August Selsen Sexual Exploration Hour. We'll be right back. Oil Boy Condoms. Get them in the 16-pack today. Oil Boy Condoms. Because you never know where you're going to be or who you're going to be with. And you'll never know whether you need one or not. Even if you don't need one, you should have one. Put it on, walk around with it under your pants. Oil Boy.
Oil Boy.
Condoms. Now, welcome back here to the August Selsen Sexual Exploration Hour. What happened to you? We're very emotional here today, folks. We're very emotional here today, okay? I want to tell you that I'm in a rest home. I want to tell you that I'm at the beach. But I've been institutionalized. I've been put into a hospital right now. Here's a lady. Hello. You're not allowed to put them on the air. I know that. There's a nurse here in the room, and she's giving me another pill to take. Well, no problem taking it. Thank you very much. Can I just ask her name?
Go ahead.
What is your name? Oh, you're Miss Garcia. Okay. No first names? Annette. Thank you, Annette. So Annette is giving me my pill for the night, for the evening. I take about 6 of these a day.
Oh, well, you're taking
whoa, you don't know what's going on, okay? You don't know what time it is out on the street.
August Selsen Sexual Exploration Hour. Here's August.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Thank you for interceding there. So our sexual exploration hour, we're just going to pretend like everything's fine, everything's good. A lot of you have written letters. You said, where have you been, August? Okay. Where I have been, I've been some exciting places. You see, the one thing in life that no one wants to talk about openly is the topic of sex. Nobody wants to talk about it. You never hear anybody talking about sex. You never hear anybody saying, hey, do you like to have sex? And people will go, ah, and they'll run away. Well, not here on the August Selsen Sexual Exploration Hour. Lady Beth, the murmur, and of course, Treetop, who's making me my psilocybin tea. Thank you, Treetop. Will that be ready? Will that be ready this year sometime?
Mm.
All right, didn't mean to piss you off. But I have just a small, I have a saucer and a small cup of psilocybin tea with a napkin. I just dab it in my mouth. I sit back and I let the whole show, I let the show begin. Let me tell you what. Okay, so we were on the South Texas Sex Fair, and Jerry, you were there.
I was there, but it wasn't anything that I can tell you, August, I did not like what was going on.
What didn't you like?
Just what you were talking about. Some guy saying, here, I just had this in my rectum. Would you like to use it?
Jesus. I
know, August, you've taught us a lot about sexual freedom, but that's
one that escapes you, huh?
That's one that escapes me.
Well, I hope if you come down, because guess what? The South Texas Sex Fair is back, and it'll be happening the weekend of April 26th and 27th, the South Texas Sex Fair on the Sex Pier, brought to you by Oil Boy. Okay, that's the pier sponsored by Oil Boy Condoms right down there in Succulente. Okay, all right, so anyway, enough about that. How have you all been? It's been so long. The last time we met and talked, we were talking about the sexual excitement. There's so many sexual possibilities. And Lady Beth and I are not... I love her, and we live together, and we say hello to each other in the morning, and we say hello to each other at night. We go to sleep, and we have sex with each other frequently. Lady Beth, oh, she's blushing right now. She's, you got to go to the ladies' room. Okay, so she's off. Murmur, you're in the Murmur is non-sexual. I say it's a he, but I don't think you have genitals, do you, Murmur? He doesn't. He's just flying around. But sometimes we're having sex in the Murmur there with his derby hat and his long hair is floating above the bed, and he's pointing and he's going, ha, 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 ha. Don't you, Murmur? Okay. So anyway, Lady Beth is back. Are you all right, honey? Huh? No toilet paper? Can we get some toilet? How about treetop? Get some toilet paper in there. All right. So what happens is we love sexual exploration. So the last time we were here, we were talking about the great undiscovered sexual excitement in going to the bathroom in front of each other, okay? There's also the wonderful going, okay? I mean, what is, this is an undiscovered, you know, the Shakespeare spoke of the undiscovered country. That's the undiscovered country of sex. Going to the bathroom directly in front of each other, standing there and watching your wife or husband go number two. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. Jerry?
Well, I haven't tried it yet, August.
I figured you'd say that. I knew that you'd say that. But I, you know, at some point, I hope you do. I hope you and Kanalika.
Well, her name is actually Connie.
I know, but I love calling her Kanalika. Does she mind that?
Well, sort of minds it, but
okay. Well, I hope you and Connie. Okay, I hope you and Connie really, really explore this area of your sex life by standing there in the bathroom as the other one is sitting on the toilet. And going, you know, it is fun and more to the point, sexually exciting.
Yes, it's the August Selsun Sexual Exploration Hour with August Selsun, Lady Beth, The Murmur, and Treetop.
Okay, all right. Now, as we're saying, like, it's really exciting to go to the bathroom in front of each other. Here is what we call Explore 2. This is the one that sort of, you know, evolves off of that. All right, so now you've discovered the exciting possibilities of standing in front of someone as they are going number two. It's, I got to tell you, it's thrilling. Lady Beth, what do you think?
Yeah,
she's nodding her head like that. It's great. The next step, if you will, if you want to call it the next step, we like to call it the next cloud that we afloat to, that we ascend to, is when you're in bed with each other. This is part of the foreplay, is to break wind in front of each other, you know, loudly. So you're making love, you're doing the petting, the foreplay, and all of that. Okay, Jerry?
Yeah.
And what's the matter?
Nothing. You're talking about, I guess, what people call farting.
Yes, you fart, but it's more than a fart. It's more than a fart. It's, God, I don't know what to call it. You, as you're making love and as you're in you're engaged in the preamble, the petting, the heavy petting, rip off a loud, almost a curtain shaking, and bed shaking fart, and she'll look up at you like you're the hottest thing that has ever in her life. She will grab you, and I guarantee you, she will kiss you and begin to press her lips against every inch of your body after you sit up in bed, put your rear end up in the air, and bust off the loudest fart you can possibly. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it, Jerry. Try it. The next cloud that we're floating to today on the August Selsun Sexual Exploration Hour is that moment of every sexual encounter when you reach the climax, you know? And when you reach, you're getting to that point of climax, and that's the explosion of pleasure from your tippy toes all the way to the top of your head. That's the climax. That's the final explosive. I'm resisting calling it the orgasm because it's so much more. But this we have found, Lady Beth and I, in our studies, and I think they were talking about this at the South Texas Sex Fair. When you reach the final climactic moment, when you're about to have your orgasm, immediately get out of bed and make coffee
It is, I'll tell you, it'll blow her mind so much, she'll follow you into the kitchen and start mouthing kisses all over you from the top of your head right down along the curvature of your ass to your feet.
There you go. Make coffee.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. She won't expect it. She'll be so turned on by it. So right at that point of climax, especially if it's hers, that right when it's going to happen, get out of bed, check your watch, go make coffee, and then walk out the door with a briefcase and a tie, completely naked, get in your car. So in other words, you're leaving the house nude but with a tie on. What are you looking at? Lady Beth is looking at me like I'm not. I did that the other morning. Remember when I did it the other morning? You remember when I did it the other morning? You were about ready to have your, you were about ready to climax. And I got out of the bed and I walked outside with a tie on. I think that's when they came and got you. No, that's not when they came and got me. No, that's not. Lady Beth, you called them though, didn't you? But that's when they did. No, they did not. So those are the three. So the first one is, what you want to do is watch each other go to the bathroom. The next, as we say, the next climax or flotilla up to the next cloud level is to cut a loud fart right when you're about to have your climax. And then the third one is get out of bed, make coffee, put on a tie, be stark naked, get in your car, and drive. Are you all right? No, I'm not. The August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour. This is some of the most groundbreaking and revolutionary sex advice you'll ever get. That's right. Thank you very much, Jerry. And what do I get for my trouble? I get laughed at. Come on in here. Sit down. Go ahead. My name is Terrence, and I was having sex with my wife, and I got out of bed and put on a tie. I was naked. I got in my car, and I drove to work. I was arrested when I got there, but my wife was thoroughly excited and didn't leave me alone after that. See? So there you go. Yes, it's been the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Executive producer Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm Jerry Ganebe. Fuck this. You'll be all right, August.
No, I won't.
August Selson is institutionalized.
You gotta keep saying that?
We do.